This is called the dispersion relationship. And for light in vacuum, the relationship between omega and k is linear like this, and the speed of light is the proportionality constant. But in a material, like in a prism, like you see on the right, the speed of light depends on the wavelength. And because of that, the index of refraction depends on the wavelength. And if you have light, this white light coming in from the left has many wavelengths involved in it. And since they're all traveling at a different speed, they get bent through different angles by the prism. And then you see a rainbow on the other side because they all get bent through different angles. And this phenomena of different wavelengths traveling at different speed is called dispersion. And one of the reasons it's called dispersion is that if you build a wave packet like this, so a pulse of light, a wave packet includes different frequencies. And if they're traveling at different speeds, then what will happen in the in time as this pulse moves along is that the different components will start to travel at different speeds and the wave will spread out. So spreading out is something that you would describe by dispersion. It's getting broadened. And later on, we will calculate the wavelength dependence of light in solids, like in this case. But in vacuum, the dispersion relationship is just linear like this. All of the waves travel with the same speed.